This is the Netgroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Welcome to the final episode of Retirement Reimagined. Over the past two episodes, we've explored the role of equities in both saving for retirement and drawing an income during retirement. Today, we're bringing it all together to talk about why equity exposure is the real safety net for both before and after retirement. I'm Trevor Garvin, and joining me once again is Sunay de Villiers. Welcome back, Sunay.
Thanks, Trevor. I'm excited to be here for the wrap-up.
Sunay, we've talked about the importance of equity exposure, but today's focus is on staying the course. With all the market noise out there, how can investors avoid getting distracted and stick to their long-term investment plan?
That's such a relevant question, Trevor. I mean, the past decade has been marked by volatility. COVID, geopolitical tensions, inflation shocks, you name it. So it's understandable that many investors have leaned towards income funds, seeing them as a safer option. But when we zoom out and look at the rolling five-year trends, the picture is shifting. And I don't think investors have noticed this given all the noise in the markets. Multi-asset high-equity funds have had a very strong run over the past 5 years, and they've comfortably outperformed the multi-asset income funds. And even if you look at the 20-year period, multi-asset high-equity funds has a hit rate of outperforming income more than 70% of the time. And on average, they've delivered more than 2% per year extra performance over this full period. And the other important point is when you compare the average outperformance that you've enjoyed from the high equity funds relative to the underperformance it experienced over the shorter periods, the upside of taking on some extra risk for the growth exposure has far outweighed the shorter term downside.
Those are certainly powerful statistics and numbers, Sunay, and it really drives home the point that beating inflation isn't optional, it's essential. Can you elaborate on that point, that inflation is vital to beat in order to keep your purchasing power?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I see inflation as a slow leak in your financial tires. It quietly erodes your purchasing power over time. And if your investments don't grow faster than inflation, your money simply won't go as far. Now, multi-asset high equity funds have historically outperformed inflation by a wide margin. So it's beat inflation more than 3.4 times over the past two decades. And without that growth, your capital may not last through retirement, especially if you're really drawing an income that needs to increase with inflation each year.
So let's talk about time. We often hear invest for the long term, but what does that really mean?
Oh, great question. Let's take a 40-year-old investor. They might retire around the age of 63, which gives them over 20 years to grow their retirement savings. But remember, retirement isn't the finish line. It's just the start of another long phase, often 25 years or more. That means your total investment horizon for your retirement savings could stretch beyond 45 years. And here's the kicker. So over a rolling 20-year period, multi-asset high equity funds have delivered a 100% success rate in doing better than income funds. But to unlock that kind of growth, you'd need both time and meaningful exposure to equities.
So the takeaway is clear. Don't let short-term noise derail a long-term strategy. Stay invested, stay growth-orientated, and stay focused on the bigger long-term picture.
Exactly. Whether you're building your retirement savings or drawing from them already, the principles don't change. Equity exposure paired with time and discipline is what builds real financial security.
Thank you, Sunay, for your insights throughout this entire series. And thank you to our listeners for joining us on Retirement Reimagined. We hope that this series has helped you rethink your approach to retirement investing. Until next time, stay the course.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.